Thanks a lot. Time is 8:31. Joining us in the studio, General Manager for Southern and Eastern Africa, El Al Israel Airlines, Roz Berkris. Roz, a very, very good morning and welcome to Chai FM Studios.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
So El Al have gone on this fantastic campaign and we're starting to see different types of options. I know we've been talking about them here on Chai where you could book light tickets, different tickets, really trying to find ways to make travel more accessible and certainly travel to Israel more accessible. Tell us about this campaign.
Okay, so we call them the branded fares. Mm-hmm. We have light fares, classic fares, and flexi fares.
Right.
So the light fare are very competitive, which are very cheap fares where you don't take any luggage.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to weigh below a certain amount to get onto the light?
You can be
as heavy as you like.
By the way, I have tried that once. You know, I was actually at that Al counter and I was my luggage was a bit overweight and they said to me about 5 kilos. I said, but I've actually lost 5 kilos. Does that, and no, they didn't buy it. They didn't go for
so
that.
For the
no.
cheapest fare. Yes. You just take hand luggage.
Yes.
You
book
nothing. You take on a roll-on.
You put your underwear on, like your 5 pairs of underwear, and you wear them
but
on the plane.
But the truth is that, you know, many business travelers in particular don't like to check in luggage anyway. Yeah. So it's a very, very nice option.
Yeah, it is.
So we were actually having a discussion. Is it possible to book light one way and a suitcase back the
yes,
other direction?
Yes, you can. You can work it as a round trip and you can do light one
in
way
fact,
and purchase a suitcase.
I did that by mistake. I booked my son back from Israel, not realizing, and in fact, I'm a real idiot because I was the one reading out these adverts and I booked him a ticket and I get a phone call from him, Dad, I'm at the airport. You didn't allow me luggage. I said, nonsense. Anyway, it turned out I was wrong. So he just bought a suitcase there, which you can do, and then we just changed his ticket so it actually is very simple to do.
Because that's important. A lot of people are going to Israel for a week. They're going to visit their children, their grandchildren. They take
taking
the suitcase, but they have nothing to bring back.
Sure. Then they can leave it behind. Okay. Absolutely.
Right.
It's a very simple, and very easy way to travel today.
It is.
You can also take hand luggage with you. I mean, you have your roll-on that you can put into your bins, and you can take hand luggage with you as well. So,
How much can your roll-on weigh?
8 kilos.
Okay, that's even a kilogram more than most other airlines.
So that works. And in fact, you've started putting on new planes, which is also very exciting for South Africa.
Yeah, well, we've changed the aircraft to a 777, so there's now it's a bigger capacity, and you've got TV screens, and it's a better aircraft. It's a newer aircraft than what we had, and I must say that a lot of passengers are very happy with it.
Mm. Tell us about business class on the new planes.
We're talking business class on the 777 now, the one that we travel. Okay, so we have 41 seats, which is a much bigger cabin than we had before. Your configuration is 2, 3, and 2. Mm. All our planes are lie flat. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable. It's a very nice,
it's
enjoyable
lovely.
Flight.
And in fact, I don't know how often it happens, but every now and then you put on the new Dreamliner, don't you?
Yes, we do. On an ad hoc basis, that new Dreamliner is coming in.
That's incredible.
It's an incredible aircraft.
I haven't flown on it on that route, but a friend of mine was saying that what was amazing about it was during the day, they don't have blinds. You don't anymore have the shades. And what they do is they dim the actual window so it appears as though it's night outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
And
you can sleep properly.
Actually.
Yeah. They said it was just the most amazing experience flying on this new aircraft.
Yeah. So we're waiting for ours to become permanent. Eventually it will. And
when you book your flight, is there any way to know if you're going to be on the 777 or on the Dreamliner?
Well, we know what it is, and it is scheduled in the system at the moment all the time on a 777. So when they do change it and you make a reservation, you can always ask because the system does tell you which is scheduled for those flights.
All right, a couple of messages. Helene says, Boker Tov, is El Al planning flights to Russia? I think they're already there. There's certainly
Russia.
A lot
flying
of...
flying to Moscow.
Absolutely.
Yes, I've flown Tel Aviv, Moscow, and El Al. Yes.
Yes.
Flight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. And tell us about the destination. Tell us about other specials that you've got going.
All right, so we are actually bringing in a few new destinations.
Oh,
where
wow, yeah.
We in America. We're starting to fly to Las Vegas, Orlando, which will be a seasonal flight during the high season. Tokyo, which will be next year. We fly obviously to all the other destinations in the States, which is your New York, Boston. We're starting Chicago next year. Basically, it's America that they're adding in all the new.
Yes, I saw that they just started a new Washington flight, a direct from Tel Aviv to Washington.
San Francisco.
And Washington as well, no?
No.
So
I was
San Francisco.
Sure. I thought that Avi Mayer, who I follow, said that he was flying. Maybe it was San Francisco. No.
So can I ask, if I'm flying via Tel Aviv to America or Tokyo,
right.
Is there an extra cost for a stopover in Tel Aviv? Or is that a standard thing that I can stop for a few days in Tel Aviv on the way?
Look, we've got what we call our Six Freedom Fares, which is via Tel Aviv into all the destinations. At this stage, I don't have the fares for those destinations. They're still working on them. Mm-hmm. And you are charged an amount. You're allowed one stop up to 72 hours, and thereafter, coming back, you cannot stop. You can only do one.
But that makes sense. I think it's quite a logical way to do it.
Yeah. Look, you know, the idea is really, if you're going via Tel Aviv just to spend a few days and your final destination is really...
Should be the place
you're going to go.
Yeah.
So in order to keep the fare structure in the right perspective, we can't allow you to stop because it just doesn't make sense. Revenue-wise, it doesn't make sense.
Mm. Right. And Sian says, so do they wear your handbag, i.e. can you take on a roll-on and a handbag? That you said
yes,
you can.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Yeah, Ross said that a little bit
earlier. So, Ross, tell us what a handbag is.
Okay, a handbag is one that you put all your personal stuff into. It.
So a computer bag, does that count?
That's a handbag.
Yes,
that's a handbag. So I could take a computer bag and I could take a roll-on.
Yes, anything.
So
you can take a nappy bag. You know these diaper bags? Those are your roll-on. Anything that you would take if you had check-in luggage, you would check your luggage in and you have a bag with you. It's the same thing.
So every now and then I get an email, and certainly that email just gets sent around the whole family, that it'll come up with these incredible, incredible specials where you've got these business class fares at really competitive rates. You've got economy fares. How often do these happen?
It depends on the loads. We assess the situation according to the loads at the time. And if we see that we need it, then we work on specials and we send them out. I try to keep them in low seasons. Obviously,
the peak seasons will never be. Yeah.
But we look at low seasons, low loads, and when we need it, and then we just put them out. It's not done at a certain time of the year all the time.
Right. So you just assess what's happening in that particular season.
So what's the cheapest flight at the moment to Israel?
It's about 6,500 odd, 6,700 odd. That's the flight fare on a return basis.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Very cheap.
Considering I was looking at flights to Mozambique from Johannesburg yesterday, and that's a 45-minute flight, and I would pay substantially more than six and a half
100%
to get
absolutely.
To Mozambique.
Absolutely.
So you've really taken on Ethiopian Airlines.
Well, we don't talk about competition.
Yeah, really, really.
But there is a competitive way to absolutely,
absolutely.
Get
there. Of course, yeah. We do. I mean, you have to be. You've got to be competitive in the market.
And of course, it's a direct flight. How long to Israel?
100%. 8 hours.
That's
nothing. Since we've brought in the 777, it's actually become less as well.
Of course, it makes sense.
It was 8 hours, 40 minutes. We've now...
And are they day flights, night flights? When are you flying?
Okay, from Joburg, we fly at night. Monday night, Thursday night, Saturday night. From Israel, there's also night flights. Wednesday night, Sunday night... And I've missed one. Friday morning.
So the Friday morning is a...
Well, it's a day flight.
It leaves at
5 in the morning and it gets out about 2 in the afternoon.
Now, the Saturday night flight is scheduled in a way that people who keep Shabbat can still get on the flight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've still got... And they've still got... Not that
absolutely.
You always need it, but you've got early check-in, which I love.
Yes.
Just because it just takes that whole stress away. You've
absolutely.
Done all your... You've checked in your bag. You've still got your roll-on or your hand...
So tell us about the early check-in. How does
okay,
it work?
Okay, so it's on a Friday at the airport where you would normally check in at the counters, which is counters 1 to 8. You take your bags, you check them in, you get your boarding card, and that's it. done.
It's an absolute pleasure. You arrive Saturday night. You go straight. You go straight through. You don't have any of that. You've just eliminated all that stress.
You don't have to be there 3 hours before the flight.
It's really, really an absolute pleasure.
It's great, and it's a good thing to use. I must say.
Yeah, I don't actually think enough people use it.
You know,
I generally find when I'm there, it's empty. So I don't want to really spoil it and tell other people about it. But but it really takes you 2 minutes to do, and I think it just eliminates a lot of stress.
In the old days, they in fact used to do that at the HOD and at the Sandton Sun Hotel.
I forgot about that. Wow.
Yes. So but we moved it to the airport. Yeah. It makes it a lot more, it makes more sense because we keep the luggage and it's...
Yeah, and it's so quick. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not... unfortunately, that's where all we have time for. Time is 8:42. Zandre says, remember to take travel insurance from TRC. All right. Well, there we go. There's a free advert from Zandre. And how do we best find out about all of these specials? What's the best way to do it?
Okay. So we do an SMS. You can send us your cell phone numbers. We can SMS you. We advertise it on Facebook. We do it on all social media. And we send out emails.
Yeah,
I would
recommend people get onto that your email list.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if you're not interested in traveling, just ignore it. But if you are, it can save you a substantial amount of money.
And our website, don't forget that the www.ll.co.il.
Okay, and it's very efficient.
Absolutely.
Booking flights through that website is very, very easy. And the nice thing about it is it gives you different options in terms of different prices, different days.
Sure.
It works out very, very well. And often you think, all right, I'm going to leave on a Saturday night, but you see that the Monday night flight is substantially cheaper, so you just move across to there.
100%.
So it is very, very good. Time is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.